policy on August 15th. I said that fighting probation must be everybody's job. Yesterday, George Meany walked off the job. The decision to walk out came after the ruling of the longshoreman's contract. While other American workers are being held to a 5.5-tenths wage increase, the pay board ruled against a 20% wage increase for the longshoreman. Mr. Meany supported the increase. The pay board was right. Mr. Meany was wrong. I respect Mr. Meany as a powerful spokesman for the nation's largest labor organization, the FL-CIO. But only 17% of America's 80 million wage earners belong to the FL-CIO. It is my responsibility to act and speak for all the people, and I shall meet that responsibility. As president, I cannot permit any leader representing special interests, no matter how powerful, to torpedo and sink a program needed to protect the public interest. I have directed the pay board to continue, but a single public unit with those labor leaders who wisely wish to remain, balanced by a reduced number of business leaders. I have directed the Price Commission to proceed on course, working alongside the pay board, to cut inflation in half by the end of the year. All rules and regulation remain in full force. All Americans, including the 80 million wage earners, have a stake in winning the fight against inflation. This is a fight to the finish. With the support of the American people, we shall win. When I announced our new economic policy on August 15th, I said that fighting inflation must be everybody's job. Yesterday, George Meany walked off the job. The decision to walk out came after the ruling on the longshoreman contract. While other American workers are being held to a 5.5% wage increase, the pay board ruled against a 20% wage increase for the longshoreman. Mr. Meany supported the increase. The pay board was right. Mr. Meany was wrong. I respect Mr. Meany as a powerful spokesman for the nation's largest labor organization, the FL-CIO. But only 17% of America's 80 million wage earners belong to the FL-CIO. It is my responsibility to act and speak on behalf of all the people, and I shall need that responsibility. As president, I cannot permit any leader representing a special interest, no matter how powerful, to torpedo and sink a program needed to protect the public interest. I have directed the pay board to continue, but as a single public unit of those labor leaders who wisely wish to remain, balanced by a reduced number of business leaders. I have directed the Price Commission to proceed on course, working alongside the pay board to cut inflation in half by the end of the year. All rules and regulations remain in full force. All Americans, including the 80 million wage earners, have a stake in winning the fight. All Americans, including the 80 million wage earners, have a stake in winning the fight against inflation. This is a fight to the finish.